This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindemann Chimney Company, Donna Sattler with REMAX at Home, and JC Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm David Hochberg. I am your host. We got a packed show. Packed show, packed show. It's Memorial Day weekend. Coming in and out of the bumpers, we're going to be highlighting all of the armed forces with their theme songs coming in and out of all of the commercial breaks. So if you're wondering what those songs are, it's to honor the men and women of our armed forces on this Memorial Day weekend. And at the end of the show, as we do on every Memorial Day for the past 17 years I've been doing the show, we will end the show with taps to honor all the fallen men and women who did not make it home that fought for our freedom and our liberties, that gives us the opportunity to come in here every Saturday to entertain you and inform you and answer all of your questions. And we are here until 1 o'clock. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we start every show with, Elwood Bunny, how many miles is Chicago? And then we go to dead air. Okay, that didn't work, so we will figure this out. I don't know. We come in every weekend. Figured it was all good. That didn't work, so we'll do it later. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. We'll start ladies first. Donna Sattler, how are you?
Well, good morning. How are you?
Hang on. I've got... Got microphone. Try that one now, Donna.
Hello.
There you go. I want everybody to know.
What was the question? How am I?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How are your headphones?
They smell lovely now after that I've cleaned them
off. Why did you smell them before you cleaned them?
To make sure that they're clean.
But you do the same thing every time.
So I should just clean them and not smell them.
Get it?
I got it.
Donna comes in. She's like a bomb sniffing drug dog.
Why would you put that in your nose?
I've been doing. I've never sniffed a headset ever.
No.
I just get it, throw it on my head. Donna.
Right.
She's like a.
I don't want smelly headphones to touch my head.
Then good, clean it.
I did.
But you smell it all the time.
Leave me alone, would you?
She has a pregame routine. We have no idea what the hell's going on here. Joe's like, Don, have you smelled your headphones? I'm like, why? I smell them all the time. Like,
I forgot. Well, because I hadn't put them on yet. Joe reminded me.
Donna Sattler, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
In addition to cleaning headphones every single Saturday when you're in
it. I sell real estate.
You sell real estate. Who do you sell real estate for? Who's the lucky company that you represent?
I work for REMAX at Home. I've been there for 20 years.
And who's the managing broker of that
Basil
REMAX
at Home? Basil Terabane, my friend and broker and manager and an excellent real estate agent himself.
And you're going to be talking about later in the show about the appraisal gap guarantee, what it is and how it can be used and how it benefits both the buyer and the seller.
Yeah, or not.
Or
you know, we're going to talk about it. A lot of people don't even know what it is. And, you know, now in the way the market has kind of turned so that it's really a strong seller's market and we're having rapidly appreciating valuations, this is a tool that has come into play that you know, can benefit the buyer and it can also benefit the seller.
Website, phone number.
My website is donnasattler.com. My telephone number is 847-651-3300. And I'm here to help with all of your real estate needs.
Mike Bodart, Lindemann Chimney. You haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
You got to get a little closer to the mic. You forgot how to talk on the radio. That's how long it's been, Mike Bodart. There you go. So you guys have been absolutely crushing it because a lot of our listeners, due to the winter months that we experienced, it feels like we're back in the winter, past couple of days, use their fireplaces a lot more than they had in the past because we just got rocked this winter.
Yeah, it was a long winter, and I'll tell you, COVID has put a lot more people at home.
Yep.
In the last year, so we were not sure what to face last year. We were super slow, obviously, with a lot of people when everything started happening quickly last March and April. But as people decided to stay at home and work out of their home and spend more time at home and investing in their home, it ended up being a very good thing for a lot of the trades, us included. So we've been super busy, super fortunate.
Is it safe to assume with your wood guarantee, right, if you service our listeners' fireplace, that you supply them with a cord of wood
yes.
every single winter?
Yes. Right? How does that work?
So it's called our Wood for Life program. So if you're a Lindeman Chimney customer and you get a full price cleaning, which is $299, you're eligible for 36 bundles of wood. So you can come to our location in Lake Bluff, pull up to our dock door. We give you 12 bundles, which basically fills up the back of your car or your trunk. We give you a punch card, and that's good for 3 visits. So you come back 2 more times, you get 36 total bundles, and your punch card's complete. And it also means that after burning essentially a face quart of wood, it's time for your next cleaning.
Genius.
So we've been doing that for a while. So customers love that. We get to meet a lot of our customers at the office up in Lake Bluff as a result. So it's been a cool program. It's worked out really well.
And more importantly, you know that they're burning good wood in their fireplace instead of the crap that everybody thinks that they need to buy in order to get their fireplace started. You educate our listeners on how to get that fire started and how to maintain it. So when you come out the following year to do the maintenance, they're not putting like pizza boxes and plastic and the gift wrapping and all that stuff in their fireplace, because that'll damage the integrity of the fireplace.
Yeah, so the wood we're giving them is kiln-dried wood. It comes from northern Wisconsin, so it comes to us very dry. It's awesome hardwood. It's mostly oak, right? So it's good quality firewood. What happens in between those bundles, whether it's pizza boxes or I think we talked about somebody trying to burn beer cans in here one day, but
Donna,
or wine bottles or whatever.
But I just felt like throwing your name out. I didn't accuse you. I just felt that would be a good time to say, Donna, take it easy. I mean, you jumped like, it's not me. She sounded guilty there, Joe.
You look guilty.
In the 40 years that you've had the capability of drinking and burning a beer can, are you saying on this show right now you've never thrown a beer can?
She doesn't drink beer.
I don't drink beer, and I never have drank beer, and I would never throw a beer can into a fire.
What about your sister?
My sister wouldn't either.
312-981-7200.
Now my brother, maybe.
Okay, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. For our listeners who want to get more information about you and your fine company, Mr. Bodart, how do they do that?
So you can call us at 847-918-7994. Probably the best, most convenient way to get a hold of us and book an appointment is just to go to lindeman.com. That's LINDEMANN.com. You can book an appointment online right now. It takes a couple of seconds.
And you're going to be talking about later in the show why the summer is the best time to get your fireplace cleaned up and ready to go for next winter.
Awesome time right now, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Next to you on our Facebook page, WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago, is Corey Ambrose from JC Restoration. You're sporting a pretty good haircut there, Corey. You got all dialed up here to come down.
It's a very nice haircut.
Thanks. Your beard's tight. Your
hair
is tight.
He's a handsome man.
You got your marketing director in here taking pictures on the side, Candace.
Good morning, Candace. Yeah. Happy to have you in studio.
Candace wants to be on the air today.
I know she does. I know.
I think she should be on the air.
She's jonesing to like kick him off, but she's like, yeah, I got to take pictures of this guy. How you been, buddy? You haven't been on in a while.
I haven't been on in a while, but, oh, man, I've been great. Business for JC Restoration is absolutely booming right now, and it's not so much that our business is booming, it's that our customers need help. We, just like Lindeman, we had a tough winter with ice-related issues, with leaking roofs, and I'll tell you what, this spring has just been fire after fire after fire. Structure fires.
Really?
Property fires. That is really the cornerstone of our business. And fires aren't as, you know, they don't happen every day that to a singular person, but they happen every day in our cities.
Right.
And we are just on a bunch of big projects today going on right now. And that's what I wanted to talk about today on the air was, how does fire restoration work and why do you need somebody like JCR in your corner?
Phone number. We got to hit a break. I'm getting the Sammy and Jagger like, hit a break. So what's your phone number and website?
We are always open. We're emergency service business, so you can call anytime and speak with us. Our number is 800-956-8844, jcrestoration.com.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements, before we hit the break.
MegaPros.com.
Dave, I'm glad to be here. I want to talk about how people fell in love with their homes again. And everybody on Home Sweet Home Show is hiring.
Okay. I appreciate that. 312-98. Thank you for those topics. All right. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Is Joe Brand's picture up? Okay, so we're having a contest. You're not going to win anything. We just want to see your all the comments of what you think Joe Brand resembles. You could go to WGN Home Sweet. Is it WGN Radio or WGN Home Sweet Home? I think it's WGN Home Sweet Home.
I mean, you might as well just make it / Joe Brand because you talk about me more than yourself on your Facebook page.
Can you see? Here's another example of Mr. Brand just stepping in. I don't bother you during your sports break. I think we need to talk to Mr. Ennett about the etiquette.
You do bother him.
I know I do, but okay. I leave him alone during his show.
Oh, okay. or the intro. Again, when you just throw again, daggers.
I'm just trying to make you a bigger presence at the station here, so people know who you are, Joe Brand. So go to WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Joe Brand's picture's up there. Who does he resemble? 312-981-7200. Think 70s porn stars. 312-981-7200. I'm just throwing it out there. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call, text, photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 20 minutes late, but still sounds good.
What did we want to talk about?
We want to talk about jobs.
What do you mean?
Applying for jobs. Go ahead. Everybody on the show is seeking helpers.
So everybody, meaning you could apply for basically anything, and then everybody from Perma Seal, Roy Spencer to
needs people. Everybody needs people,
right? So if you just send it to where?
If you go to WGNDavid.com and send me an email, right? And I'll disperse it. We will have a button hopefully up there. By next week, I'll talk to WGN about it. So if you're looking for any of the service providers on the show, you want to be a realtor, you want to build chimneys, if you just want a job.
Yeah. If you want a job and you want to build a career, these are great companies.
You've got 25 companies to choose from that are all highly reputable and all local.
Right.
So we will have the apply now button there that we could send all of our listeners to.
This was a great idea you had,
starting next
David.
Week. I know. Thank you. It's a great idea I had that Joe's been saying.
Once he was convinced it was his idea.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Donna Sattler.
Hi.
What is an appraisal gap and why should our listeners be concerned about it and how can they put it into play when they're out looking to purchase homes?
Okay, let's start out with why do we even need an appraisal in the first place when we're buying a home or selling a home? Where does the appraisal come in? If the offer is not a cash offer, cash offers don't require an appraisal, but any type of a financed transaction to purchase real estate will require an appraisal of the property. And an appraisal, as you know, is chosen by the lender's bank from a pool of
appraisal. It's called Appraisal Management Company, AMC,
correct.
That came out of the Dodd-Frank legislation.
Correct.
Everything went to hell in a handbasket in 2008 to 2012.
That's correct. So that's why they pull these appraisers from this pool of appraisers. So when you are under contract, we'll take an example here that we have written a contract that was accepted for the purchase of a home for $450,000. Okay, let's assume that the list price for that home was $430,000. So the appraisal is ordered, and the appraisal comes back at list price $430,000, but the purchase price is $450,000. That creates a gap of $20,000. Pardon me, which the bank does not want to finance a purchase for a house that is not worth what you're paying for it. Correct.
Financing is based upon, for our listeners, the lesser of the appraised value or the purchase price.
Correct.
So if the purchase price is $450,000 and the appraisal comes in at $430,000,
mm-hmm.
lenders are going to base the financing on the $430,000.
Correct.
So the borrower has to make up that $20,000 gap in cash.
That's one option.
Go ahead.
The other okay, so again, now we know what that gap is. Now, what we're talking about today is an appraisal gap guarantee. So at the time of writing the offer, if I am working with you as a buyer, I can put a an addendum or a clause into the contract that says that my client will cover that gap either fully up to a certain dollar amount or up to a certain dollar amount. So in the example that we just gave, where we had a $20,000 discrepancy, I could have written in there, if I knew that the property was not going to appraise out, that we would come up with an additional $10,000.
From where?
From, they would have to bring cash.
Right.
In addition to money that they have as a down payment or earnest money, they would have to have $10,000 additional cash monies to offset that appraisal. And in this situation, the seller would have to come down $10,000 to fill that
$20,000. But are sellers willing to do that?
Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. So you basically have a couple of different options if your appraisal comes in short. You can have that appraisal gap guarantee in place, where you are willing to bring X amount of dollars up to and including whatever amount you choose. The seller can come down in price to the appraised value, or the deal can fall apart at that point.
Okay. Or if you are having enough money, I've got a lady right now, a couple right now, buying a house. Appraisal came in $30,000 light, but they were bringing in like $90,000 to $100,000.
Right.
So their loan-to-value went from 66% to 73%. They're still financing the same amount of money. Problem is, when we crossed over into the 73%, the rate went up an eighth of a point.
Right.
And it didn't impact them. You're talking about small loan to small down payments when
Correct.
Our borrowers don't have a large down payment.
Correct.
And we're going to pick this up on the other side of the break.
Okay, because I got to tell where we can come up
so
with that.
So stay
money.
Here, Donna. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere,
go
Donna.
Anywhere.
Don't clean those earphones, Donna, because I
them
think
already.
They're dirty.
No, I've cleaned
your
them.
Your glasses
already.
Are dirty.
Yeah, your glasses are dirty.
Oh, I got to clean those now.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. Donna's earphone cleaning tips coming up after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, Mega Pros, call, text, photo line, 312-981-7200. We'll be back after these messages. Thank you to all the men and women of the Army going out. That was the Marine-themed song. And coming up after the show, at the end of the show, we're going to play Taps to all the men and women that fought for our country and did not make it back. As we're celebrating this Memorial Day weekend, remember why we have a day off tomorrow. It's not just to spend time with your family and friends and your neighbors and your coworkers and your loved ones, but we get those days off Sunday. I meant on Monday. Thank you, Jake, for letting me know that. I meant on Monday, as you're enjoying your day off on Monday. Jake's like, it's Sunday, idiot, and then we get the day off anyway. So I appreciate
you don't. You don't usually get a Sunday off.
I don't know what a day off is. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call. Text and photo lines and text messages are coming in. So I just want to get back to the appraisal cap.
Yes.
Again, we had a couple who tried to sell their home in Deerfield, a block off of the downtown Deerfield train station 2 years ago.
Okay.
Could not sell the house.
Because of the location?
Because of the market.
Oh.
Put the house on the market a couple of weeks back, sold it in 3 days for $40,000 or $50,000 more than what they could sell it for 2 years ago.
Right.
Right a block off the downtown Deerfield train station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's not just happening in Deerfield. It's happening all over.
It's happening everywhere.
It's happening all over the listening area. They put that large chunk of money, it was $100,000, $150,000, whatever it was. They bought a $400,000 house somewhere else, and they put down, bought a $450,000 house, exactly what you just said. Came in at $30,000 less than the appraised value, but they were putting down such a large chunk of money. It went from mid-60% loan to value to 73. In that situation, they didn't care.
Right.
Because they were going to move and they loved the house and it didn't matter to them. And they understood that once their home closes, then the appraisers have a comparable to use to get the value. At the current time, there wasn't any comparable sales, closed sales, to support the higher value. I was on with John Williams on Thursday, and he's like, somebody called in and made a comment, it's the appraiser's fault. It's not the appraiser's fault. No,
because the appraisers can only deal with recent sales,
yes,
what they closed for of similar properties within a certain geographical area.
Correct.
So, but the problem is that this these because a lot of these sales are pending and haven't closed yet that have had these escalations in values. So there's a lot of different moving pieces here. And sometimes you just have a bad appraisal who's had a bad day, you know. I mean, many things can be the problem. But there's a couple different things that you can do when this comes up. You can also you can dispute the appraisal.
Yes, you can.
You know, and if you can supply comparables that show value, that's one way to do it.
Sure.
You can leverage investments to come up with some additional money.
Borrow from a family member.
Exactly. You can have the seller come down in their price. You can meet halfway. There's a lot of ways that you can solve this dilemma.
Challenge.
Or challenge. But you just need somebody who knows what they're doing.
Sure. And if our listeners want more information, how do
they can call me at 847-651-3300. My name is Donna, and I can handle all of your real estate needs.
Why do appraisers 773 on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line? Why do appraisers ask for offer made on the home? Comps and conditions of the home should be the only thing that matters, I would think, Donna.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Why do appraisers ask for offer made on the home? Why do they ask for what the buyer was willing to pay for the home?
Well, not being an appraiser, I don't know that I could adequately answer that question, but usually because they need some kind of a benchmark of where they need to be.
To determine if that's the value of the home.
If you know, appropriate value.
312-981-7200, 708, Donna. Does the appraisal gap guarantee work the same way for a FHA loan and VA loan? I was told the seller had to come down in price with those type of loans. Is that correct?
Well, that's almost like a little trick question, because normally with an FHA loan, the issue or the reason that they're obtaining an FHA loan is because they don't have the funds
for a down payment
to put a bigger or a larger down payment down.
Or they have credit
or
challenge.
Or they have challenged credit.
Or they've had a bankruptcy or foreclosure within
or they've
the past
had
3 years.
A bankruptcy or foreclosure. So anything can be worked out. Let me just put it that way.
I think what the listener is getting to is that with an FHA and VA appraisal, it sticks with the house for 6 months.
Oh, that's okay. That wasn't the question. Yes, and that is true.
Right.
And so that's why sellers are a little bit hesitant to accept a VA or an FHA loan. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but because of that, number one, and number two, the appraisals that are almost like mini home inspections where they require that the seller does work like fix peeling paint, add rails, do GFI outlets, when many sales today are going as is.
Last question before we hit a break, and then we're going to come back, talk with Mike Bodart, because he has to leave early to pick his daughter up.
Okay.
At the airport, he has his favorite daughter here, Zoe, in studio.
Oh, is not Zoe your favorite?
Sitting right next to me.
I didn't even know Zoe was your favorite. You didn't say
the second one is flying in today. He's got to run to the airport. Yeah, yes, yeah.
Zoe's his thought. Favorite. I assumed you were the favorite. I just assumed it.
Hang on. Why does the realtor text from 708? Why does the realtor not have the home appraised when pricing the home, Donna? Why don't you bring an appraiser out to price the home before you list it, Donna?
Because I do what's similar to what an appraiser does, which is do a comparative market analysis. So I know, based on what is happening right this very second in the market, what buyers are willing to do, how many offers are coming in on properties, I can have a very good idea of what that house is worth.
And here's the that's a decent answer. Here, the real answer is it's the market.
Right.
Okay, and if somebody wants to pay $40,000 more than what you listed it for because they're tired of bidding out, you know, getting outbid by the other 8 or 9 people, the market is what the market is.
The market is what the market is.
And your home is worth what the next person is willing.
That's what Donna said.
No, I know, I understand that. But why should Donna have an appraiser come out and it appraises out at $450,000?
She's more up to date.
No. What I want to say is, why appraise it out at 450?
Why waste the money of hiring appraisers twice? So then you're having the seller pay for an appraisal and the buyer paying for an appraisal?
Right. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
That's why. And that's a great answer.
But I thought
You did, Donna. You said it perfectly.
Yeah, I just don't listen to what people say on
you
the show.
You don't. You really, really don't.
You don't
listen to callers. You don't listen to questions. You just go barreling right through.
That's good. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call text photo line. I'm so glad you're finally paying attention, Joe. That's good.
Oh, finally?
Donna, I don't know what you're talking. It could have been a good answer. I just like tearing it out of my mouth better.
Yes, exactly.
It was you can so go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook to watch us live and also to put your best caption on who Joe Brand looks like. Again, Google 70 porn stars. I think you'd come up with a lot of good names from there. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Mike Bodart talking about why now is the best time in the summertime to clean your fireplace. Corey Ambrose, I promise I will get to you. Candace, the marketing director, take it easy back there. We'll get to your guy. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Of course, that's the Air Force theme. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Before we get over to Mr. Bodart, we have an entry into the Joe Brand. Who does Joe Brand look like? Hit it there, Jake.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that!
It could be his twin brother. From The Princess Bride, for everybody out there that doesn't know that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen The Princess Bride.
Look up
Bride.
Indigo Montoya, which is Manny Patinkin. Some say Patinkin.
Isn't he from Chicago?
I don't know.
Here we are on another Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. Plenty to talk about. Four great guests in your booth, and somehow we wind up on my facial hair.
Don't you have to go to a Kane County Cougar game to announce a Cougar game, Joe?
Yes, I do, and it can't come soon enough, actually.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Wait till we start ripping on Dave Schwann after you leave. All right, we're going to get over to Mike Bodart. Why is it summertime? Are you having material shortages like everybody else? Are you having those type of challenges in your industry?
Yeah, some of the fireplace manufacturing units, so some of the gas appliances, the direct vent appliances that people are putting, gas appliances like, inserts, direct vents.
Those, is that sheet iron and fittings or what is?
These are manufactured goods that are coming out of Canada and a couple of ones in the States, but raw goods and supply chains and labor is a real squeeze point for a lot of industries right now. Yep. But blocking and tackling, fireplace and chimney repair, whether it's masonry or relining, and most of those things we're solid on. But some of the components that are a complete manufactured item, some of the supply chains are a little longer on those. So that also becomes a good reason to have us out now, because the lead times on some of those items are a little longer than usual. We always wanted customers to realize that spring and going into summer is an outstanding time to address their fireplace. Why? Because you just used it all winter long. It's smelly, it's dirty, as it's ever going to be. And when we go out there and do an inspection and look it over, anything that we find, we now have a nice summer season with good weather to go and address it. A lot of folks don't start thinking about it until the fall, and you know what happens in the fall. Chimney companies, sure, and other trades get busy,
right,
and then the window to do those repairs gets shortened because of Mother Nature. So the best opportunity, we think, look at it now. You can get a discount. We can get out there quicker, and if we find anything that needs to be repaired or things that you guys would like, homeowners would like to address, we've got some bandwidth season-wise to get after it and get it done before the fall season when everybody, wants to use it.
Do you think the Canadians have an in for us? Or are they just, sitting around watching the Stanley Cup playoffs? Do you think it'll get... He said it's from Canada. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the sourcing challenges, Donna. Wake up, all right?
Oh, you should wake up, Donna.
Yeah, come on. I heard what the owner of Lindemann Roofing.
Excuse me.
Lindemann Chimney said.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike, I've always wanted one of those inserts for my house.
Right.
Can you explain? So I can heat my whole first floor with that insert, correct?
Yeah, I just got one, too. I got an upgraded model. So,
but don't they look so ugly and bulky? And
not really.
No, I mean, the best part about them is most people in Chicago, I'll say the majority of folks in Chicago, if they have a fireplace, it's a traditional wood-burning,
right,
most of the time, masonry fireplace. By itself, that appliance is really not efficient. Mm-hmm. In a lot of houses, right, it's actually negatively efficient. You actually lose more heat from your house up the chimney than you do burning any wood and trying to get some radiant heat out of it. So some people, for convenience, will do gas logs, right? It's a set of ceramic logs, mm-hmm, and they light that. It's convenient, but again, anti-efficient, does not really generate meaningful heat into the home. So what has come onto the market, especially much more strong in the last few years, is direct vents, which is a sealed unit that goes inside the opening of the fireplace. And traditionally, some folks didn't like it. It changes the look of that inside fireplace.
Totally.
But they are getting excellent as far as their aesthetic. They're super modern. The ones that are available out there have awesome face plates and accessories. They don't take any room air out your house. They take a vent from the top of your chimney and burn the combustion air, and then they vent the exhaust through a small pipe right out through that same pipe. So that efficiency is like, you know, 70-80% now. It's unbelievable. It's convenient. You turn them on and off with a remote. They look beautiful. This throw off a ton of heat. The one that I have in my house right now is it's used literally every night that it's below 50 degrees outside. It's wonderful,
right?
Yeah.
So they've made them look better?
Well,
yeah, they look unbelievable. So we would always want to show customers that option because they are becoming a super, super popular option, especially when you're looking at an expensive repair.
They'll find you an ugly one if you want, Donna.
I've seen ugly ones.
Okay. I'm sure you have, Donna, and we don't want to talk about those. So,
but
right,
that's
now,
what I'm just saying. I'm hoping that they have fixed them
of
over
course.
The years.
Mike said it three times. I said it twice.
I just wanted right, to make
so,
sure.
But here's the point, Mike, is that I would order that now, and you can install it in October.
Yeah, some of those have a bit of a lead time, right? Normally, most of those units are really available within a week.
Right.
Right now, some of those units with some of the accessories, they're telling us more like September.
Wow.
Which is way long, you know, compared to
normal. But wait a minute. September's the new norm. Okay. Joe?
But everybody better get that through our heads.
Yeah.
Like, to plan now for October, November is actually a good idea.
My wife bought chairs for our dining room table that we don't even have yet.
Yeah.
Okay. 16 weeks. Right. She purchased them on Thursday. Okay. She's having it made by the carpenter that did something in our home so it matches everything because, God forbid, it doesn't match. 16 weeks for the chair. That's the new norm. So your lead time, if you want the good-looking liners, not the ugly liners that Donna doesn't want in her home, it takes that long to get ready to order and to have available if you want to do the work. It's just the way it is.
Well, you know, the day everybody wants their fireplace working is that first cold September or October morning. And normally we can get to you in September, and that's not a problem. But depending on what you're having done, a longer lead time is better to plan.
It's hard to get that in our heads because we're not thinking about it now, you know. So
that's the norm.
And it's happened fairly quickly, right? And literally in the last 6 or 7 months, the timelines have blown up a lot.
Across every single industry.
Right. It's not certainly not just chimneys.
For our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, buddy?
847-918-7994 or Lindemann.com.
So, Zoe, real quick, we got 20 seconds before the break. You're Mike's daughter. Do you love your dad or your mom better?
Hang
on, you got to get a little closer to the mic so we get it on tape here. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with my dad.
Okay, there you go, Mom.
You're going to go with your dad?
I'm buying lunch.
There you go.
I take it your mom's not listening.
Probably not.
I hope not.
We'll find out.
We will find out.
Zoe will be sleeping outside. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to take you out with the Coast Guard theme, the theme to the Coast Guard. Thanks for listening on this Memorial Day weekend. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindemann Chimney Company, Donna Sattler with REMAX at Home, and JC Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Joe Brand has left the building to go broadcast for the Kane County Cougars, but we are still using him and having fun at his expense. So you can still go to Home Sweet Home Chicago. What better way, when the guy's not even here to defend himself, to really pile it on? So go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. We got a picture up there with Joe with facial hair and best guess of who he can be related to. 312-981-7200. Corey Ambrose, JC Restoration, you guys have helped out. I can't tell you how many listeners out of smoke challenges, mold problems, fire problems, just recreating homes after disasters. And we have a listener right now who has been living with, had been living with, water challenges in the back of his home for 4 years. Called us on the show, had a ton of equity in his home. We did a cash out refinance, gave him your, I hooked him up with you.
We're working for him right now.
I know you are. Yep. And that's why I want to talk about it. You basically and your crew, this guy lived with this for 4 years. He had something attached to his home, Joe. It was like a addition, I think.
It's right? A nice home addition. He on the back of his house, it's a ranch home, and he's got a large living room, office, and laundry room addition. It's kind of like a lean-to roof system. And
lean-to roof system. Yep. That's what I was thinking. I couldn't come up with the words, but thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah, it's a great addition. It's probably, you know, one of the things they love the most about the house because the kitchen flows right into this big addition. We met him through the show. You referred him. Thank you very much.
And what caused the damage, though? I mean, why was it leaking?
Well, I'll be frank. It was poor design and poor construction.
Okay.
And he was aware of that. It wasn't him. It was a previous owner who built this addition, and it was just poorly designed construction and then poorly executed. So it began to leak on him. So he had a roof leak that was so bad, and he wasn't getting any support from his insurance carrier. You know about that. And the back part of the house is just kind of rotted away on him. So he's working with Lindholm Roofs to get the roofing repaired. He's working with JC Restoration because, my goodness, the first thing you got to do is you got to remediate. Because when you have water damage for an extended period of time, you're going to have microbial damages, mold, and you're going to have also structural damages from rot. So the first thing we got to do is we contain the area.
For 4 years.
Yeah.
He lived with this for 4 years. That's what blew me away. So if it's happening.
Why was it though, Dave? What was holding him back?
I think it was the money challenge. He didn't have the money. He fought with his insurance company, Joe, for so long.
Mm-hmm. And you helped him with navigating the insurance as well?
No, I just got engaged a few weeks ago. We were not engaged. If we would have been engaged 4 years ago, we would have done this work 4 years ago.
Sure.
We would have figured a way through it because you can't live with a wet ceiling for that long. You know, it turns into an environmental issue.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know this gentleman back then. We just got engaged, and a couple weeks after our meeting, we've now removed all that damaged drywall and ceiling and stuff. Now he's moving forward.
We did a cash out refinance because he didn't have the funds. We got it done without an appraisal because the homes in his area had appreciated so much that we were able to take out up to 60% of the value of his home and pull out like $40,000 or $50,000. He's like, I only need 30. I'm like, go to 60.
Right.
Okay, I'm like,
you
go to 60% because once they start ripping walls out,
who
Joe,
knows what's under there?
As you know, and Corey, as you know, and I know because I've done a lot of homes, and Donna knows because she's been involved once you start ripping walls down, it's a whole nother, you know, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's what you guys quote. Listen, until we take the walls down, we don't know what's there. So I'm like, go the full max, right? He was still at under 60% loan to value, didn't need an appraisal, got it done in under a month. he got the money. I remember texting you and Mike at the same time from Lindholm Roofing. I'm like, Corey, Mike, you know, meet the listener, whatever his name was. I'm not going to say it on the air. And you guys jumped to it right away, got out there. And what are you guys doing to remediate? I know you want to talk about fire, and we will talk about fire, but what did you do to remediate that situation?
Yeah, so that's really step one. We had to get the furniture out of the room and then contain the room because we know we're cutting into materials with mold on them. We know it's an environmental issue. So you airtight contain it, you're on HEPA air filtration, and then we did just that. We gutted the addition from the inside out. All that ruined drywall, insulation, and flooring comes out. Then we can clean and seal the framing that can remain. But when you have water damages that run for this for years, there's going to be rot and other things associated. So, and that's why it's good advice, David, to kind of bump him up a little bit on the cash that's coming out, because all he knew is he's had an exterior wall of his building was literally, you could move it with your hand. You're not supposed to be able to move a wall of a house. So you know that there's rotted framing inside there, and that's going to create a major construction issue, but nobody knows what it is till you open it up. So we just got the drywall opened up. We've got the walls exposed now, and I'm actually out there next week to now look at this from a construction standpoint, how we rebuild it.
Unless, of course, you work out like me, Joe, and you push against a lot of walls, because I work out. And
you're saying you could move most
I move
wall.
Walls. I've been told that, Donna. It doesn't necessarily have to be a load-bearing wall, but, you know, I prefer
it is once you push against it.
I'd prefer non-load-bearing.
Let me tell you that much.
We're going to take a quick break.
What? Is this a holiday weekend or what?
David pushes on it. It's load-bearing right there. Right.
I got it the first time, Joe. I understood it. Right. You don't have to reiterate
it. Just making sure the listeners.
That's right. A weight challenge. I've had this weight challenge since I was 13.
I'm not saying weight challenge. You're just a big, husky dude.
Okay, there he goes.
Hey, you are looking buff, man. I noticed. You got some cannons.
Of Joe saying that I'm fat. Okay.
No, it's not fat.
I don't think he said that.
Donna, go feel him.
That's what he meant.
No, thank you.
Here we go. HR. 312-981-7200.
Why are you petting your microphone?
All right,
you're
we're
petting your microphone.
Dean Richards will be filling in after the break. 312-981-7200. Coming back with Corey Ambrose talking about fire remediation, because Donna's been out there lighting fires all over town, and you've got to go in there and clean up after.
Let's not start spreading rumors about my extracurricular activities.
Okay, it's your sister. And they look alike. 312-981-7200. I want a special shout-out to Jennifer Bodart. She's feeling a little hurt that her daughter picked.
She said crushed.
Crushed. I think that was the term. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so sorry, Jennifer. You picked daddy over me. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sonoma Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Sing it, Donna.
I like that we're playing this music. As you notice, I have my USA Today shirt on.
I know, you're really filling it out.
In honor of the fallen from Memorial Day.
312-981-7200.
And I breezed right over that comment, Joe.
Not before.
That was the Air Force. Let's focus. That was the Air Force. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPost call, text, and photo line. Yes.
Hey, can I say hello to my friend Amelia, who's listening for the first time ever?
You just did.
Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Amelia.
So great. Yeah. All right. Did you buy her a radio?
Did I buy her a radio?
Yeah, I mean, did she not know?
She had a radio, but she just didn't realize she was living in Florida. She's back here now, so.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not going to hear us on the radio.
She is. She's listening. She
told
me.
You don't understand. Our station doesn't play on the radio in Florida.
I know, but she's here.
She's in Chicago.
She's in Chicago.
All right, great.
She's listening.
You want us to draw you a map?
Hi, Amelia.
312-981-7200. Make a first joke, call, text, photo. My God.
Now that we know she's listening.
Yeah, now that we know she's listening. And if you are listening, if you are in Florida, you could go to WGNDavid.com.
There you go.
And listen online or on any type of portable mobile listening device.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fire. Donna's favorite subject.
Yes, fire.
Because she enjoys fire, lighting them, starting them, mm-hmm. and sitting by them with a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. Without a glass, just a bottle.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine. It drinks the same. It tastes better out of the bottle, right out of the bottle, Corey, in case you didn't know. Donna will go over that during the next break. But let's talk about fire and fire remediation and fire restoration. Your dime, your dance. Well, why is it important for business owners to know this and homeowners?
Yeah, you got it. It is important, and we're having such fun today, but I want to talk about some of the tough stuff. JC Restoration, we are your local restoration provider. We are a big, experienced company, and the cornerstone of our business is fire restoration. I hope that you listeners never experience a structure fire, whether it be your business or even worse yet, your home. But this is exactly what we do. It's what we see day in, day out. And if you or anybody you know ever experiences a fire, you need to know who to call. Mm-hmm. I would like you to save JC Restoration information because that is what we're here for you to do. I want to give you kind of a quick breakdown overview of what fire restoration looks like. So first of all, you know, obviously a fire occurs. You need to get out of the house safely. Most of the injuries I see are from people that attempt to put the fire out themselves. Mm. You can get, you know, grease fires and different things. It's about getting your family out, get your pets out, get the fire department engaged. Also, if you're just driving down the street and notice something that looks weird, like a smoke coming from somebody's roof.
We had that happen.
Yeah.
Remember the retired firefighter called into the show, and he was driving by one of his neighbor's homes, and there were sparks coming out. Embers, is that what they call them?
Yeah, embers, yeah.
Coming out of the fireplace, the chimney, and he knocked on the door and said, get out, and called his buddies at the fire department to come out.
Oh, my
out.
God.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. We just don't talk about it on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you bet. It's a lot of times it's neighbors, it's passerbyers that will alert the fire department. Because if you have a chimney fire or an attic fire, you could be in your house and have no idea what's happening. Mm-hmm. That's why chimney fires are so bad, because they burn in a hidden cavity. You don't know what's occurring. The first person maybe to recognize that it's on fire could be a next-door neighbor, somebody driving down the street. So I'm a big fan of the fire departments. I see what they do on a daily basis, and they rush out, as you know. They save lives first, property second. I mean, when you put out a fire, you're putting out a lot of what you're using water, you're doing these techniques, you're creating holes, breaking windows. So these are all techniques to extinguish the fire. But the sooner the fire department's engaged, the better for everybody. Mm-hmm. The better chance that nobody's injured badly, and the better chance the house is put out before it's totally gone.
But after they get done with it, listen, the fire department, the firefighters that run in there, they're not knocking on the door and ringing the bell, okay? They're getting in the house to put the fire out, save you, save your family, save your pets, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're bringing in hoses, they're bringing in axes. It's not like they're being, oh, Mr. and Mrs. McGillicuddy,
no,
please leave the house. They're flying in there and doing what they need to do to try to stop the fire. And things get damaged, not on purpose. It's just they're doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm not knocking the fire department whatsoever. They're always doing their jobs. But you guys, fires are so bad. And it's not because the fire department put the water on it. If you could imagine what it's like. And I'm with my customers when we enter the home for the first time after the fire. The smell, you will never forget it. It is a pungent, odorous, overtaking smell of smoke and odor. Everything in your house, which yesterday had gray walls and white walls and granite countertops, everything's black. Everything is covered black. It is damp. It's stinky. It's terrible. It's terrible to go through. It's terrible to go through. And then you know what happens next. So the fire's put out. Okay, now you're transitioning into getting the insurance claim filed. And there's processes that have to happen now. You can't just immediately rebuild your house. You've got to get the insurance company involved. They're going to do what's called a cause and origin investigation. Everybody wants to know, how did the fire occur? Mm-hmm. Was it a brand new GE washing machine? Was it a cigarette butt? You know, it doesn't necessarily matter so much, but it needs to be known, why did this fire occur?
Unless it's arson.
Well, then you go into a criminal investigation. Yeah. And that's going to create a delay there, because now it's all hands off while while that investigation is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all things that also kind of, frankly, slow down the process. Fire restoration is littered with these terrible delays, things that stop the production of the restoration service. The first one being cause and origin or criminal investigation. Meanwhile, your house is sitting there deteriorating. It's got this acidic smoke. It's got water damage. Now it's got humidity. Now it's got mold damage. So you need somebody in your corner that understands the delays that are going to be presented to you, so that we can proactively be prepared for them. We need to be prepared for the cause and origin investigation and talk to the insurance carrier, say, which rooms can we work in now? We want to get the personal property out. Mm-hmm. You've got to get the personal property out sooner than later, because a week later, in the summertime, the couch that could have been cleaned is now covered in mold, mm-hmm. and it's completely lost. So cause and origin is going on. First thing you need to do is you need to get all the furniture out of the house. Second thing you need to do is you need to do the demolition of the structure and clean all the smoke. You can't stop until you get it all. So you need to know if smoke inside the ceiling cavities and the wall cavities. And as you progress through this very scientific process of getting a house clean, deodorized, and smoke-free, now you need to transition into two things. Settling the insurance claim. Okay, it's a tedious process.
Excuse me, Court, but you're going to navigate what pieces you could do with the insurance company prior to that.
Yeah. We're going to help navigate.
That's what I think is important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I mean, these are the conversations I'm having with folks on day after the fire.
So are you dealing directly with the insurance company?
Yeah.
Okay, so absolutely. That's part of your job, too.
But that's who's taking it control, and they're saying, I could do these rooms, I could do this furniture. Mm-hmm. Without you, you wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a seat at the table. You know, the insurance adjuster is going to be your best friend in this transition, because they're going to be writing the checks to your contractors. Mm-hmm. They're going to be giving these approvals that we need. The homeowner, the insured, our customer obviously is important. That's who we're working for. They've chosen to hire JC Restoration and trusted in us to follow this process through for them. And that's exactly what we do. And we are always learning and getting better. And what we're finding now is ways to help streamline this as quick and efficient as possible with everything. Go ahead.
How long have you guys been in business?
38 years. 1982. JCR was founded.
Local, and that's your marketing director, Candace.
Hi, Candace.
That we could hear in the background.
No, that is Corey.
She's always
Corey. 1982, yeah. And it's Warner. The owner's Warner. So say Warner, right? It's minority owned.
Yes, fully minority owned.
Yep. Locally mm-hmm. minority owned business since 1982, located in Rolling Meadows.
Yep.
Right?
Right, and down the street from me.
I know that would get Donna excited. She woke up right next to, down the street from Portillo's. And
yeah, that too.
I know. I beat you to it. All right, we got to hit the break.
We didn't even get Candace to talk.
Oh, we're going to get Candace to talk in another hour and a half. We have Andrew Tangent
calling in.
No, we don't want to hear her that long.
But, you don't.
Yeah, we'll get around a couple minutes after. Listen, we got the Veterans Assistance Commission of Lake County, the head of that organization, Andrew Tangent, coming on, talking about the importance of veterans getting the proper services available. We're going to talk to Andrew after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That, of course, is the theme song to the Marines, the United States Marines. Do not call the Marines a soldier. I made that mistake once. Do not call Marine. Yeah. I was at Marine Base Quantico, mm-hmm. Air Base. My wife's friend's husband was Air Commander, second seat on Marine One, and he flew Obama and he flew Trump, and he was transitioning out, so he flew to Washington because he had access that we would never get because he was only going to be there. And he took us on a tour of the base, and we went into the prize closet to get shirts for the kids and all this stuff. So I said, well, thank you, soldier. And this 20-year-old, probably 19-year-old with an automatic weapon and a 45 and a bulletproof vest that could gut me and serve me my liver, said, I'm a Marine, sir. I'm not a soldier. I'm like, duly noted, young man. That will never happen. As I start shaking and crying, please don't kill me.
So soldiers are only what? Army?
I will. Andrew, how are you? I'll tell you who we're going to ask.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
How are you?
We're going to ask Andrew Tangent.
Good question, Donna.
Veterans Assistant Commissioner.
I'm just curious.
Who's head of the Veterans Assistance Commission of Lake County. So can you please straighten that out for us, Andrew? Were you a Marine or were you Army? What branch did you serve? Or Navy?
So neither. I was a sailor. So if you are in the Army, you are a soldier. If you are in the Coast Guard, you're a Coast Guardsman. If you are in the Air Force, you're an airman. If you're a Marine, you're a Marine. And if you're in the Space Force, you're a Guardian.
There you go.
In the Navy, you're a sailor.
Sailor. That's right.
And if you want to like have your life within 3 inches of your life, call a Marine a soldier. And this 19-year-old, 19, 20-year-old, no more than 20. Literally, I was going to cry. I told my wife, call the attorney. He knows where everything's at. Okay, because I really thought I wasn't going to make it out of the closet. He reached for his pistol. I thought it was over. I swear to God.
It's good to know. I mean, I don't know that I ever thought about it, but now that I have thought about it.
You've been warned.
I've been warned.
Okay, yeah. So you come across a Marine. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. How are you? Thank you for your service.
Uh-huh.
And run. Andrew, how are you?
Good, Dave. Good.
Last time you were on, you gave out unbelievably amazing information to the men and women out there who served our country, not only for them, but to their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. And I think that's important because a lot of the veterans that are listening right now, and everybody's a veteran, right? If you served active military, what I've been told and what I think you informed me, you're a veteran if you're active military. Is that a correct statement as well, Andrew?
That is correct. Yeah, absolutely.
So all the veterans out there, either retired or active duty, you have, and other organizations like yours, have an unbelievable tool chest of benefits and information that our veterans out there, especially on this Memorial Day weekend, as we honor the men and women that did not make it home, that fought for our country or lost their lives serving our country while they were in the United States or fighting overseas or abroad. What are the services available for the men and women that they might not know are available? And the parents of those young men and women who come back and might not be 100% like they were before they left and might need a little extra service that is available to them but might not be aware of the services available. Your dime, your dance floor, Andrew.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Thanks, Dave. So what Dave is talking about, he's talking about veteran service officers. Veteran service officers tend to be veterans themselves, or the spouses or children of veterans who have watched their veteran go through the rigmarole and had bad things happen to them after their service, and they decided that they wanted to help other veterans make sure that they did not end up in the same position that their loved one did. So your veteran service officer, you know, before I came on, your attorney had a real quick interview commercial with you, your go-to guy. So for veterans, they need to have a veteran service officer that is their guy or girl. It is a lifetime relationship. It is something that we will be with you every step of the way. It's not just I was injured in service and I need help navigating the VA. No, it's not just that. It's when you have a new baby. You go to your service officer goes to the VA, make sure the VA is paying you accordingly, and that new baby is getting the benefits that you have earned as well. It is, oh, hey, things have changed in my life. Let me go to my veteran service officer. That person knows how to help me. And in Illinois, we're very fortunate that each and every one of the counties, or the vast majority of the counties, have what's called a Veterans Assistance Commission, where you have highly trained, highly skilled veteran service officers who can be your friend for life. It's the person that, and I have tons of clients who tell me that, especially our Vietnam and Korean and World War II vets, that they have a list for their spouse. And they say, if anything happens to me, this is the first number that you call, and it's my office. And that's the relationship that you want to have if you're a veteran. If you know a veteran, you want to make sure that they have that relationship with their local county Veterans Assistance Commission.
And can I just stress the importance of why, again, on top of what you just mentioned, there is money and funds available in the state of Illinois and throughout this country for veterans who are service-connected disabled, which means you have been injured in one way, shape, or form while serving in our military, okay, and while defending our country in whatever branch you were in. Okay, there
That's
are
right.
funds set aside in the state of Illinois. If you're service-connected disabled, from 30 to 50% as rated by the VA to get $2,500 off your real estate tax assessment. Mm-hmm. If you're 50 to 70% service connected disabled, as rated by the VA with the help of a service vet of a veteran service officer, like Andrew just stated, you could get $5,000 off the assessed value of your real estate, which will lower your real estate taxes. Mm-hmm. And if you're 70% or greater, you don't pay any real estate taxes at all. In addition to that, Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, as these men and women that you're helping, as these veteran service officers, as VSOs, are helping them write their letters about their situations that are causing them to have these disabilities that are going to be sent to the VA to be rated, there could be other types of financial assistance and medical assistance, counseling, social work, in addition to a monthly stipend that would come to help these men and women out that's there for them. Correct or incorrect?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. So since 1874, actually, the state of Illinois, for one thing that they have actually led on is the care for our veterans. And there is a part of the statutory code called the Military Veterans Assistance Act that has said that veterans assistance commissions are to provide needed services for veterans, the families of veterans, and the families of deceased veterans. And that includes financial assistance. That includes social services. That includes financial counseling. That includes all of these other things that you just talked about, Dave, that we're here for. So when I say it's a lifetime relationship, it is a lifetime relationship. You come to us at 30, you know that in 30 years when you're 60, you can come back to us and we'll remember who you are, we'll look into your file, and we will help you with whatever you need at that point in your life.
Andrew, can you? I got to hit a break here. I want to thank you for coming on, and real
Absolutely.
Quick, hang on. Real quick for the men and women out there who are under the impression of in that state, there are men and women worse off than me. Let them have it. What do you say to those veterans that think that thought?
So that is what every single warrior thinks. That take care of somebody else, I'll be fine. However, we are the organization that represents you in front of the Department of Veterans Affairs. The Department of Veterans Affairs is the entity in the federal government that was founded because we made a promise to our men and women, and they are the only entity that can go to Congress and say, we have more veterans applying, we need more money in our budget, and Congress says yes every year.
How do our listeners get a hold of you, buddy?
So my phone number is 847-377-3344. Again, that's 847-377-3344. And our email is veterans@lakecountyil.gov.
Go ahead, Andrew.
veterans@lakecountyil.gov.
If you live in Boone County, if you live in Saginaw County, if you live in Iroquois County, send an email to Andrew, and he will hook you up with the veteran facility within your area that can provide you help. Is that correct, Andrew?
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. If you're in any other county and you need help, reach out to us, and we'll get you connected with the group that is in your county.
Your email one more time.
veterans@lakecountyil.gov.
Thank you for all you do, my friend, and thank you for your service, and have a blessed weekend, my friend, okay?
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.
312-981-7200.
Nice job. That was good.
Listen, everybody's out Monday. Oh, it's a day off. Oh, yeah, let's go.
That's a lot more than that.
It's
right.
not
we
wrong
need
to feel like it's a happy day.
No, it's a let's go get our white pants. You know, I never stop wearing my white pants, but a lot of people are like, oh, it's, you know.
You should.
I look fantastic.
No, I'm just thinking like a fashion thing, Donna. What is it?
There's a
like after May Day or something.
I wear white all the time.
That
might be wrong too.
So do I. 312 Donna, you and I have a lot in common.
That's right.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're gonna pay some bills and be right back.
WGN.
The exciting new Ford Commercial Vehicle Center at Joe Cotton Ford in Carroll Stream is your Chicagoland headquarters for commercial vehicle sales and service. Right now is the perfect time to get into a new vehicle from the exciting 20 and 21 lineup of Ford commercial vehicles, including all transit sizes and configurations, dump trucks, KUVs, plus a full selection of Power Stroke diesel super duties and chassis cabs. Joe Cotton Ford always delivers the perfect vehicle for your business needs and budget. We are here to service you and keep your business moving forward. Be sure to check out our brand new, state-of-the-art commercial service facility servicing vehicles up to F-650 and F-750. See why we're Chicagoland's best Ford buying experience. For the seventh consecutive year, voted the Daily Herald's Reader's Choice winner for domestic dealer for sales and service. And remember our Joe Cotton Ford promise. We'll treat you great and save you money. From three generations of our family to yours, you have our word on it. At Gary and North Avenue in Carroll Stream or at joecottonford.com.
It's chosen by the Daily Herald readers.
The house originally was cedar siding. With the cost of cedar versus LP smart siding, we did about a third of the house. It's a standard two-story. It looks fantastic, and it blends seamlessly with the existing cedar siding that's still on the house.
We are speaking today with mega customer Brian Plackett of St. Charles.
The whole process was fantastic. I've got family in the trades, so I know sometimes how difficult renovations can be. But Mega, they were just super informative. They were in touch with me every step of the way. The guy who actually did the work, Scott, was fantastic. You know, my kids would come out. I got young kids. My kids would come out and ask him questions about what he was doing, and he would take, you know, a couple minutes to kind of explain what he was doing, which they were super interested in. He was just a super friendly guy. He seemed really knowledgeable. The end product was fantastic.
One Mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
MegaPros.com. One mega call does it all.
Of all of your spring cleaning to-dos, cleaning that pesky tile and grout in your bathroom and kitchen is probably the one you're dreading the most. Sure, fresh tile and grout looks beautiful, but over time, it becomes moldy and stained and discolored. It's time to bring your tile and grout back to life. Call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They're the best when it comes to the tile and grout cleaning. They utilize state-of-the-art tools specifically designed for cleaning and extracting soils from the tile and grout. They're connected to their powerful truck mounts. And like their carpet cleaning, Executive Green is the only company out there using purified water to clean your tile and grout. This is extremely important. Unlike the other companies that use your home's tap water, Executive Green controls the water purity, so they assure the best job possible. Call Executive Green and schedule your tile and grout cleaning. Call 630-990-8600, 630-990-8600, or schedule online at WGNClean.com. That's WGNClean.com for Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
This is for the men and women that served in the Army. This is their theme song. 312-981-7200.
They're soldiers.
They're soldiers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I thought I was dead.
We learned something new today.
It's a prize closet where they keep it under lock and key, and uh-huh. We were in like maybe a 3-foot by 3-foot room, and I didn't think I was coming out of the room.
That's probably scary.
Yeah, my kids. I started crying, and they're you like, "Mommy, crying? Why is Daddy crying?" Like, I think I'm gonna die. 312-981-7200. No shot. This young man, this Marine, was more than 20 years old, and I'm a 50 year old man crying in the corner. Please don't shoot me. 312-981, or please shoot me. Don't gut me with your bow knife that you got on the side of your whatever your. Belt. 312-981-7200. We've got some recommendations. Ready, Jake? Indigo Montoya, we already brought that up. Tom Selleck for the Joe Brand lookalike. Mm-hmm. Edward Norton is a good one. The Weasley twins from Harry Potter. I'm not familiar with that, but I'll take you. I think this is the best. Hit the music. Inspector Clouseau.
You think?
Peter Sellers with that goofy mustache. And Joe has no idea who the Pink Panther is or Inspector Clouseau is, because he's going to have to Google it when he gets to Kane County. Well, probably the new one,
those
but not the
old
one.
Those were funny movies.
Those were funny movies. So, Joe,
this
when
is
you
good
get
music too,
yeah,
when you get to the stadium and you're broadcasting the Kane County Cougars today, look up Inspector Clouseau, and it could be your twin brother. 312-981-7200. We have a special guest, Candace, from JC Restoration.
Yay!
Your husband's listening.
Yeah, I think so.
Eric.
Yep.
And your three kids, Brooke, Mickey, and Winnie. 7, 5, and 3.
Yeah.
So all kids out there by the name of Brooks.
An S.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Come on, David.
Sorry, Brooks. Mickey and Winnie, who are with their father Eric at the park right now, get to go to Dairy Queen and get the large, not the small mini stuff. Let's get these kids loaded up with sugar. Three toppings inside the blizzard. So when you get home tonight, they are literally like drunken dreidels spinning off the walls. Okay? No naps. So Eric, I just threw it down. Take Brooks, Mickey, and Winnie to a local Dairy Queen. Get three toppings. I go with the cookie dough, the Heath bar, and the or maybe the Kit Kat and the peanut butter cup.
Yeah, that's Eric's favorite peanut butter cup.
Joe?
Candace, what do you do at JC Restoration?
I'm the director of marketing at JC.
What does that mean? Selected to spend their money on this show.
That's right. I'm questioning that right now.
It's an investment. She's not spending
it. I know
it.
It's an investment. I just wonder how she made the decision.
I am so glad that we are talking about Candace Johnson. She has been with us for 7 years, and she is the most incredible person to work for JCR. I would love for you to go to our Facebook page, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever social you follow. Look at our page. Candace runs it. It's amazing. It's such a well-run page. I commend her for it. And you could show us support by giving some likes. Like our stuff, comment our stuff. And
you notice this? You notice it? Corey's been on like 17 times, 20 times maybe.
Today.
Not one mention about Candace Johnson, right?
Not about me, David. I'm in the background.
Candace is here, and then he's like,
I know, I just answered some questions. Yeah, I know.
It's like, Mike, ha!
Corey's my buddy. Thank you, Corey. Thank you.
But this show's been good for JC.
Yes, absolutely.
I remember Warner Cruz was the president that was on here mm-hmm. with me. We were sitting on the street talking to each other.
Yeah. And then we got Corey in here. We got Pete Marrero in here.
You guys do a great job.
They're our guys first on site. You know, they see it all. They do it all. They really take care of our customers. So,
All right. More importantly, you want to say something to Brooks, Mickey, and Winnie before the break here?
Hi, kiddos. Mommy loves you. I'll see you in a little bit.
And the extra large blizzard, not the small midi crap.
Yeah, we'll get you some ice cream later.
Later. No.
Later.
Here's how it works. All you kids in the back said, here's how it works. That later stuff.
Doesn't
use that
work.
You demand. And then if dad doesn't start rolling, I would just start crying and rolling around and make a scene at the park. Total scene.
Yeah, no, they'll make sure it happens.
Okay. There you go. I'm just trying to take care of the kids. Dennis, we're going to pick you up after the break.
Thanks, guys.
3-1 to Candace. Thanks for coming. I forgot her last name, so thanks for bailing me out there. I'm like, Candace. Johnson, 312-981-7200. We got the Oswego police chief coming up after the break. It's the first responder spotlight. But first, we're going to talk with Dennis about his challenges, too. Then we'll get to the Oswego police chief. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And we're going to take a quick break and eat some pizza and come back for the first responder spotlight after these messages.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindemann Chimney Company, Donna Sattler with REMAX at Home, and JC Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. That phone number, of course, is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you for all of the texters that continue to send in. 847, Memorial Day is not for active duty or vets. It's for those that die serving, which I think I've stated over and over and over again for the past 2 hours. So thank you for 847 for reiterating that point. 312, if I misspoke for some reason, I don't think so.
Jan from McHenry.
Yep. We're going to get our police chief on here. How are you, Chief?
Good afternoon. How are you today, David?
All right. Chief Jeff Bergner from Oswego. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great today. How about you?
We're actually having a pretty decent show, I think. Prior to this, the other ones haven't been so good, but you picked a good show to be spotlighted on, Chief, so good job.
That's good to hear.
You are representing
the First Responder Spotlight. We are recognizing Police Chief Jeff Bergner, who's on with us right now, Deputy Chiefs Brad Delfay and Kevin Norwoodus, as well as the 61 police officers and 21 civilian workers of the Oswego Police Department. Team Hockrick purchased food from Riverside Pizza and Pub with locations in St. Charles, South Elgin, Batavia, and Oswego. And I just wanted to bring you on here, Chief, to thank you for all that you do for the fine folks in Oswego. And I don't know if you know this, but we've got some fine facts here, Chief. If you got a couple seconds, let me knock these out here. Established in 1852, before the chief was born, the mayor, or listed as village president, as we like to call them out in Oswego, Troy Parlier, spanning Kendall and Gill counties. I did not know you picked up a little bit of Gill County out there. Population, 36,252, according to the 2019 census. Surrounding towns, Bristol, Montgomery, and Yorkville. Notable members of the fine Oswego community. Tom Cross, former member of the Illinois House of Representatives. I know Tom, very nice guy. Slade Cutter, former naval officer and member of College Football Hall of Fame. Rita Garman, current Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Illinois. And Robinson B. Murphy, Civil War Army musician, Medal of Honor recipient. How about that? You know all about that, all that stuff about Oswego, Chief?
Well, you educated me on a few things. I knew about some of them, but boy, you really did your homework.
This is where chiefs come for knowledge about their towns. So I let you know that, Chief, in case you didn't know.
Good to know.
Yeah, nice job there, Jake. Jake, one of our producers, knocks this up prior to the show, so I just want to compliment Jake for his hard work. What would you like to say to the fine men and women of the Oswego Police Force, Chief, and the local residents that stuck with you guys through all of this COVID crisis that we just went through and seem to be coming out of?
No, I would just want to thank all the men and women of our department that really just stood by the village and really served them through a really challenging time in our country and in the village and our residents. It really came together during this pandemic and really made it pretty easy for us to help, to provide the service that we do, and they were great to work with as well. It's just the men and women, just they never stopped coming to work. They just they came to the call and they served like we signed up to do, and they did a great job. I couldn't be more proud of the department and quite frankly our village.
Riverside Pizza and Pub was the location that the family-owned restaurant that you decided to have us purchase food to feed your staff. They employ over 200 employees. Many of them have been with the company for many years. They're one big happy family. They've been in business for 7 years. And like I already said, they have four locations, St. Charles, South Elgin, Batavia, and Oswego. How was the food, Chief? Did you and your team enjoy it?
Oh, the team really enjoyed it. I was able to slip down there at the end of lunch yesterday, and they were just really getting at it. And the pizzas they sent over were great. I was able to get a few slices in, and it was amazing. And they've been really good to work with. I got to meet the group when they decided to open up in Oswego, and the fact they opened up during this pandemic, and I was in there last week for a small gathering, and they did so much with the site that they're in. It's a really neat place.
Special shout out to the six owners that are all local and have families: Steve Niles, Mark Bridges, Steve Pelosi, Brian Panazzo, Mike Kasten, and Andrew Hochberg. Joe's has been through Oswego a lot of times. Joe, it's one of your favorite towns.
I would like to say that, David. I can't say I ever been there. I don't know what you know about me that I don't.
Okay, well, never mind, Chief. I was gonna say that Joe's there all the time, and he drives a red mega truck with Mega Pros Joe on the license plate. And you might want to give him a break because he's got some nerve damage in his big toe, and that's the one he uses for the accelerator. And
it's not only in my big toe.
It's not only in his big toe. He's got nerve damage up and down his whole body. So before we hit a break here, Chief, thank you for what you do. Thank you. Special shout out to the men and women of the Oswego Police Force. Who are you nominating for the spotlight for next weekend, Chief?
Yeah, I nominated the Oswego Fire Department, our fire protection district. You know, they serve even beyond our borders of the village, and we're actually neighbors with them. We share a campus here in the building, or in the village, and we have a great relationship with the fire department, and it made sense to nominate them. They're a great team of firefighters and medics over there, again, who have just stood the challenges of this pandemic and done a phenomenal job.
What's the name of the chief that's going to be calling in?
Chief Josh Landers is running the show over there right now.
All right, Chief Landers. The bar has been set high by Chief Bergner, and if you suck next week, Chief Landers, you'll be hearing from us, all right? You'll be hearing from the chief of police, and you might have to do an arrest if he embarrasses the if he does damage on the radio to the village, okay, Chief? So please be ready to bring him in if he sucks, all right?
I'm very confident that he'll rise to the challenge. I really want to thank you for having us on here today and providing our lunch and dinner yesterday. I know the officers and the staff there just truly appreciate it and appreciate the support.
Well, thanks for all you do, and thank you to all the men and women of the Oswego Police Department. And you have a great weekend, and be safe out there, buddy.
You do the same. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for Chief. Participating in the First Responder Spotlight. 312-981-7200. Tom, I promise, when we come out of break, I will pick you up on the other side of the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone number is 312-981-7200. That's AmeriPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Check out, download podcasts of previous shows. Check out videos of our experts in studio answering your questions. And also we're doing videos. I record three videos of listeners' questions after this show that we post there as well.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. We're trying something new. I borrowed it from Stephen A. Leahy. I think we're going to try Lunch with David on Thursdays.
Oh, that's even more fun.
Where we're just going to, I'm here every Thursday anyway, so Ashley helped me set it up. So
what is it?
We're just going to, I'm going to sit there and do a live feed.
While you eat?
No, I'm not going to eat.
Maybe you could invite somebody to eat with you.
Okay, that's what you're into, Donna. If Donna wants
to see people
eating.
No, but I'm saying you ate
while you
were...
Then why would you call it Lunch with David if you're not
going to eat? Because I'm doing it during the lunch hour. You want me to map this out?
No,
you want me to...
Yeah, but you don't... No, why
is it so difficult?
No, I would think that you would be eating.
Because it's lunch.
Yes. You want me to eat?
You eat during this radio show while you're talking.
I'll take lunch suggestions. Okay, I had a sandwich bowl or whatever the hell it was. It was one of those...
Why don't you call it Noon with David?
There you go.
Noon...
Then you don't have to eat.
I had an Uncrustable earlier.
An Uncrustable?
Which I didn't know what it was. But
I don't either.
It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich
where
without the crust.
Where they cut the crusts off. It's genius. For kids.
That's goofy.
Or 53-year-old men. It's
who
genius.
Don't like crusts.
I love crusts, but I think it's just genius. You get all the, you get all the good stuff in like a peanut butter and jelly puff.
Oh,
don't you do the tablespoon with peanut butter on it and then you dip it in jelly?
And then I make a divot in the middle of the tablespoon.
Did you know that,
it's
Donna?
Really three
no,
tables.
Not know
you
that.
Take a tablespoon.
It's
Donna.
Rather frightening to hear this.
Donna, listen to me. Listen closely. You take a tablespoon because a teaspoon is for young boys. You take a tablespoon because, and then you scoop. You get a gigantic scoop, not just one tablespoon.
You get a big dollop.
You get it like three in one.
Okay.
And then you stick your mouth in there and you make a little like hole.
Oh, I didn't know you used your mouth. This is even weirder than
this. Is becoming a disgusting story.
I thought you used your thumb or something.
Oh, that's disgusting. No, you put it in your mouth, you create a divot, and then you take jelly and you put it in there, and then you pop it all in your mouth, and then you don't have the calories from
or
bread.
Or the crust.
You see.
Save calories. I think it's genius.
And time.
And time. And you don't stick your thumb in there. What do you got? Then you got peanut butter all over your thumb.
I pictured you putting the peanut butter spoon in the jelly.
No.
Okay.
No. You
see, men are definitely different than women.
No,
I don't
you
know
think,
what
Donna?
Everybody says.
Do you really think so?
Let's leave it at that. 312-981-7200. Don't go any further, Joe. I like being here for 3 hours on Saturday.
Oh, I want to discuss the differences with
no,
Donna.
It took me a long time to get
we
up to this
We can discuss that after the show.
Thank you.
In the elevator.
Yeah, at 101 on the way downstairs. Elevator J. 312-981-7200. Here we go. All right, get ready with the dump button because Dean Richards is warming up in the bullpen.
Okay.
Hey, Donna, what's going on? We talked during the break about this market.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny because you asked me, you know, what do you want to talk about with this market? There's so much to talk about with this market. I don't even know where to start. So, I mean, what aspect of it would you like to talk
about? When do
about?
You think it's going to slow down? I get that all the time. When do you think it's going to slow down?
Okay, that and is this a bubble? I study this every day. I read as much as I can. I listen to experts. I think we're in for this ride for at least through next year. I don't know if it's going to be at the same frenzied pace that we're at right now, but we are going to remain robust in the market through next year. That's about as far as I, you know, of course, if providing there's no horrific disaster that happens like COVID or.
Well, that would help out. That'll fuel it even more because the rates would drop again.
Yeah.
So here's what I tell everybody that asked me that same question.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into the bubble like we did in 07, 08 through 2012.
I don't think we are going into
it. And I said the fundamentals are completely different than they
totally
were.
Totally different.
Yes.
Completely different than they were 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago. You had Wild West lending rules where stated income, stated asset, no employment verification.
Negative amortization loans.
And there's nothing wrong with those loans when used effectively.
When used effectively and properly, which they were never explained correctly to the general public, and a lot of people got super burned by those.
I agree. But when used effectively, they were phenomenal loan. When used effectively at 75.
Adjustable rate is when used effectively. But again, people just don't understand or get it. Nobody ever explained it to them.
And I'm not going to get into negative AM loans right now because we don't have the time. But they were great loans at 75% loan to value.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the choice of not making a full mortgage payment if you didn't have the funds. And then if you did, you could chunk it down. It was a great loan.
But most people forgot about putting the chunking down part.
You just said
you're
not going to get into it. But the point is that...
I'm trying to get out of it.
Right.
I'm just saying.
08 and 09, your equity was gone in your home. Now it's going the other way, David.
Well, here. You have qualified buyers that actually have jobs,
yes.
Went to have income, have assets, that are
have
buying,
a down payment.
That are buying these homes, mm-hmm. or lining up 10 deep to buy these homes.
Yes.
Okay. When it's going to slow down is when rates start to increase and the buying power of those borrowers that are 9 deep, and John Williams was talking about it on his show, the guy called in on the cul-de-sac, and they were around his cul-de-sac, and I said, it's a great opportunity if you're a kid to get out there with the lemonade stand and start selling hot dogs. That's just me, okay? It's just my entrepreneurial
We're basic
spirit.
Entrepreneurs,
yeah.
That's right.
But my point is that when rates start ticking up, and we're clearly out of the twos now into the low threes,
right.
As they go into
which
are still phenomenal, but as they go into the fours,
mm-hmm.
you're going to knock out a certain percentage, and as they get into the mid to higher fours, you're going to knock out a larger percentage because they're not going to be able to afford to buy the houses.
As much house.
And then prices are going to have to start coming down. Okay.
So you're still going to have that very, very robust first-time home buyer or under 250 house. And again, there were so many things that came into play with the lack of inventory, which is really creating the problem in this market. For example, builders really haven't been building for
10 years.
10 years.
10 years. They stopped when 07, 08 happened, Joe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You remember how many home building companies got wiped out?
Completely wiped out.
Thank you for reminding me.
Right.
And yeah. Now I won't be able to sleep again.
No, and you made it.
You made it through fine. No, we all made it through fine.
No, listen, but the point I'm trying to make is that those cornfields that were slated to be built weren't built for, still haven't been built because it took all of that time to absorb all of that inventory
right. That
was left vacant. Yes. There were homes in Sugar Grove. There were homes all over that western corridor, Volo. That were going for $70,000, $80,000. I remember a lady called into the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we were. You know, my value's going away because, you know, the homes down the street, I bought it for $150,000. The homes are going for $70,000. What do you think? I go, I think it's great for the people that are buying the home for $70,000. I think it's great for the local business owners that finally have a body and a family in that $70,000 home. I think as more people... Romeoville. We saw it in Romeoville.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay? Homes were going for like $14.50 in Romeoville. I'm joking, but then somebody came in, an investor bought 200-300 houses, stabilized the market, rented it out, then started selling them off. That's the free market. That's economics 101. And what happened in Romeoville, listen, if you bought in 2007 for $250,000 and somebody came in 2012 and bought it for $125,000, it's not the person that bought it for $125,000, it's the market.
Right.
And congratulations to the person that bought it for $125,000.
Right.
So the market's going to do what the market's going to do.
Right.
The inventory has got a major, major impact. And what's happening is in the migration out of the city, because people want green spaces, putting pressure on the suburban markets throughout the Chicagoland area.
Plus, you got 78 million millennials coming into the market who now are having jobs, wanting to have families, want backyards, you know. So there's
that's a whole dynamic.
It's a whole thing of what's creating this situation that we're in right now. And it's, you know, it's a good situation. People are like, you know, I've heard real estate agents being like, oh, I can't stand this market. I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't stand this market. You're an idiot. Why don't you learn how to work this market?
Yeah, work a little harder.
Work a little harder. Know what you're doing. Know how to make things happen.
Right.
You know, okay, is it challenging working with buyers? Yes, it's challenging. Are there ways to get offers accepted? Yes, there are. Are there things that you can do? Yes, there are. And maybe we can talk about that in a future show.
Complain about how tough it is.
Listen, exactly.
Nobody cares how tough it is, right?
Exactly.
The carpenter doesn't care how tough, right. is not going to complain about how tough no. it is. The iron worker is not going to complain how no. tough it is.
Exactly.
Listen, what job is easy? None.
No job
okay?
is easy.
So three.
Well, there might be a job or two that's easy.
Yeah, getting a suntan. That's
my job is pretty. Yeah, Joe's easy.
Yeah, Joe's got the easiest job. Sorry. In the world. Yeah, you do this, you do that.
But it wasn't always
Jeremy.
Easy.
Ask Jeremy.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
You're on the radio now.
Yeah, down live on the radio. Yeah, let's keep it clean.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
We got to put it, reset the 30-second delay, please. We're live, and Donna is rare form. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
Very good. Yourselves?
We're great. We hear you're a veteran, my friend.
Yes, I'm a veteran. I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran, and I want to tell you a story. A couple of years back, I bought a house that was a ranch, and I wear a prosthetic, but sometimes I need a wheelchair, and I needed some help. So my Lake County VA, the county people put me in touch with a guy named Mark Kissme, who's down at the VA Adaptive Housing Center. Adaptive Housing Center told me I'd probably be eligible for some assistance in getting things adaptive. Then I contacted Mega, and they came out and reconstructed about a third of my house, put in a bunch of 36-inch doors so I could get a wheelchair in and out. Tore out a bathroom and a closet and set it up so that if I need it, I can wheel my wheelchair right into the shower. Because the exit, it took out the door because the door was about 4 foot higher than the
We're kind of losing you.
Out there,
the ramp. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, Dennis, I do know who you are. One of the things that I really want the listeners to know is that, who did you contact? Oh,
his name is Mark Kissme, K-I-S-S-E, Kissy, and he's at Adaptive Housing, down at the VA in Chicago.
So we had to qualify. You, I believe you received like $80,000 in that program, or $70,000 or something.
Yeah.
All right. So they received. They were able to secure that money for you, and then Mega had to be approved, of course, to execute that job. And it was a pleasure working for you and with you, Dennis. And we so appreciated the opportunity.
Is this money set aside that Dennis has to pay back, or is it a grant?
No, it's a grant.
That's
correct?
What we were talking about earlier, right? About all this money that's available to the vet.
Dennis will answer.
It was a grant. The project was a little more than that. I had to take some money out of pocket, but nowhere near the, I think, $82,000 that the VA came up with.
Right.
That's outstanding. And that's exactly what we talked about earlier, Donna.
Yeah.
When Andrew Tangen came on before Joe told you, like, can you stop talking and let Dennis talk? But But here we have a listener, Dennis, right? Who has a prosthetic and sometimes he has to be in a wheelchair. $82,000.
Yeah. So it's important that everybody knows it's available and how to get it, and that's what I appreciate about the call, Dennis. Besides the fact you're super cool,
Dennis. I suggest you try
getting Mark and talking to him one day.
All right. Well, we'll do that.
Get on and sell all kinds of stuff.
Good point.
Did you get your rating to get your real estate taxes lowered as well, or maybe waived?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm 100% disabled, so.
Well, that's horrible, but that's great.
Any taxes?
Good. That's great. I mean, it's horrible that you're 100% disabled, but it's great that Senator Terry Link, a good friend of mine who's now retired, was able to get that bill presented and passed, and the governor signed it, where veterans that are disabled.
Oh, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
Bet your butt it does. So if you're a veteran out there, get to your VSO, get rated, and get yours. There's plenty out there to get. 312-981-7200.
Hey, thank you, Dennis.
Thanks for calling in, Dennis. Hang tight. They're going to pick you up. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and thank you for your service, buddy. We're going to take you. Tom, are you okay?
Tom. No, Tom.
Tom, you swallow a fly?
Yeah, it's getting frustrating waiting.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry, Tom.
Tom, it's a live radio show. We've got other people sometimes, right?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, you're there. Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, guys, first-time caller. I got a couple questions on mortgages.
Sure.
And first off, I'm 67, first time, kind of an old fart for a first-time owner. And what's the time period that you're allowed to get your credit pulled without getting hit more than once? Because I Googled it, and one says 14, one says 45 days.
You can go to a number of different lenders within, I believe, a 30-day period of time to get your credit pulled without it negatively impacting your credit. So you come to me, you could go to a bunch of other online lenders, you could go to other mortgage brokers. The same thing when you're buying a car. When you're shopping for a car and you're car shopping, a couple of different car dealers can pull your credit, and it won't damage your credit scores. What's your second part of your question?
Okay. Is there like a credit number that, like around 720, let's say, where if it gets higher, it doesn't really matter? You know what I'm saying?
740.
Like a number that's
740 and above on conventional loans. On some jumbo loans, 760, you get a lower rate. 780 and 800, you get a lower rate. But typically, 740 on conventional USDA, VA, and FHA is the highest you could get without getting any extra bonuses. So you go up to 850, but once you get to 740, that's where it is.
Okay. And also, too, is it true that the lower the mortgage is at my level financially, the higher the percent is, usually you get penalized for having like a small mortgage as opposed to a jumbo?
Typically, lenders like bigger loans. Okay, so I've seen rate adjustments for loans under $100,000. I've seen rate adjustments up for loans under 80 and loans under 60. Mm-hmm. So the smaller the loan, I typically refer borrowers to local banks because they could get you a better rate because they get credits for lending within the local community, or go with a home equity line of credit in first lien position because you get a line of credit with no closing costs. It's typically the closing costs also that get in the way because there's high cost loan act that the total cost can't be, I think, 6 or 8% of the total loan amount. And when you get down to the smaller loans, a $50,000 loan, it's tough to cover the cost and not hit that high cost loan limit because you have such a small loan amount on a percentage basis. Okay, Tom?
Can closing costs be rolled into the mortgage payment, or is that something you have to come up with right at the closing?
To answer your question this way, if you're getting an FHA loan and you're only putting down 3.5%, then you'd have to pay closing costs. If you want to put down 5% on an FHA loan, you can put down 3.5% and finance your costs by not putting down 5%. The other way you could do it is take a slightly higher interest rate. The mortgage professional gets a higher premium from the servicer that they're placing the loans with, and then they could use that extra premium to give it back to you in the form of a closing cost credit. Tom, we got to hit a break, Tom, so sorry for keeping you on hold. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to come back with more fire talk with our good friend Corey Ambrose. He's going to tell you about how to get rid of smoke, the smoke smell. as I like to call SS.
Like cigarette smoking?
No, it's worse than cigarette smoking.
Fire smoking.
It's as if like your clothes started burning and then it gets in the wall. It's the most disgusting smell. I've had some other smells that are disgusting, but which I will I'll tell you off air.
Well, how do you get this smell that you're talking about without having a fire in your house?
We're gonna explain after the break. It's called a tease, Donna. Would you just sit there and just like pay attention? 312-981-7200. You listen to Holmes & Holmes Chicago.
Why?
It's like it's like she walks in at 9:35.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And she's been
because you don't pay attention.
I do pay attention.
Trust me, it's clearly apparent of that. All right, we've been here 2 hours and 45 minutes, and we know exactly where you're at. 312-981-7200, Holmes & Holmes Chicago, and AM 720 WGN. It's the men and women of the Army. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
The soldiers.
I'm sorry.
The soldiers of the Army.
The men and women soldiers of the Army.
Yes.
Thank you, Donna.
So you're welcome.
We got about 8 minutes left, Donna. Just hold it together.
Okay.
Just
I'll try.
Just try to get some duct tape over there. You'll be fine. 312-981-7200. You were talking about that smell, that disgusting smell, that anybody that's been involved with the fire is you that smell never leaves your nose, never leaves your memory. It's like embedded in, it's embedded in your brain here. So how do you get rid of that smell?
Well, and it's almost like a psychological effect too. If you've had a fire, you may not like the smell of campfires anymore, and you certainly don't want your home to smell like smoke after you've been through a restoration.
But that's a good point. It's like a campfire on steroids.
Yeah.
Because not only do you have the campfire, you've got the couch, you've got the drapes, you've got the drywall, you have all your personal belongings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a campfire on steroids, and it's bad.
Yeah, so, you know, campfire, you're usually burning some, like, clean wood. But in a house fire, you're burning all kinds of synthetics and the plastic to the microwave. And it's oily and it's tacky. And then it's doused with water. So it's pungent. Yeah. It's bad. Now, as a restorer, so when you do restoration, you have to actually get all that physical smoke particulate. That's what you have to clean. So that's why you need to know, did this smoke pressurize during the fire? Is it stuck inside the ceiling cavities, inside the walls? You've got to get evasive and open it up to find it. Because what you can't do is come into a property and say, oh, little kitchen fire, we're going to replace your cabinets, paint up your walls. Then the next summer, the owners are calling you back like, why does my house smell like smoke? Well, you forgot to check inside the ceiling cavity. You really got to open it up and kind of figure out where that smoke went and physically clean all the smoke. You don't always, not every fire, you have to demolish the house or demolish every room. There are times where we can clean drywall and carpet. Depends on the level of impact. And that's what we're there to do. We're there to consult and oversee proper restoration practices.
Joe?
You let us save the customer's cabinets in their kitchens, but you had us take the toe kick off? And you had to clean under it.
Yeah. And that's a fire technique. It's also a water damage technique. It's ventilation. Mm-hmm. So like we're talking about, you have to open things up to clean them out. A lot of times when there's water, you have to ventilate those hidden cavities so you don't get mold, so you don't get the secondary things. And we do stuff like that to preserve property.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you've got water damage in your cabinets. So let's rip them out. No. What if there's a technique here? We can just take off the toe kick. Now we've got a minimal repair, and we've stopped the damage behind.
Right. And it saves the homeowner and the insurance company a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a ton of time replacing them, Joe.
Absolutely.
Because it's 16 weeks.
Because your kitchen would be down for that additional time because you'd be waiting on those cabinets, even if it was a normal 8-week time.
Right.
Donna?
You know what? I want to mention, we had gone, we were invited, all of us from the show were invited over to JC Restoration a couple of years ago for lunch.
Yep.
Was I invited?
Yes, I believe you were there.
You just don't remember.
You were there,
Joe.
Yeah, he was there. And you know what I found fascinating was you have an entire area where you can treat books for smoke smell.
Yeah.
And personal items like that because you forget that, you know, you may have valuable books or mementos or photos. I found that process, and there's like that room there that's absolutely fascinating.
It's amazing. We love showing it off. You know, we're walking around in lab coats, and that's where we take families' items into our possession. In a fire, that property can't stay there. Like we talked about, you walk in, everything's covered black soot, nasty, and now it's going to start to mold. It's like anything that can be restored, we want to. You got to get it out of the property as soon as possible.
Yeah, so the level that you guys go to is really quite. It's quite impressive.
Even electronics.
Yeah.
Yep. You bet. We've got deionized water where we can actually dunk electronics without shorting them out. But sometimes you've got to go pretty far to get something clean. You can't have a laptop returned to you, and the first time you fire it on, there's smoke inside, and the fan's blowing that smoke out. Now you smell it again.
Right.
That's always the biggest thing for our customers is we don't want them to smell smoke from this fire again. So if we restore your house, odor-free guarantee, it's not going to smell. Same with the possessions that we take. When we clean those and store them for you while the house is being rebuilt, they are not going to smell like smoke when they come back. Now, that being said, sometimes we'll try. Say that couch. Mm-hmm. We've tried to clean it, but you know what? We're unable to get the odors out. So that would be something that would be off ticket. It's like we took a shot. It didn't work. Let's move that over to the insurance total loss inventory. Because everything we bring back is not going to smell. That's the end of the day. That's what we have to do.
I want to get to Natalie real quick before the end of the show. Natalie, you got a question for Donna.
Yes. Is it better or wiser to have your own realtor represent you as opposed to the seller's agent just because they have the listing?
Dual agency, Donna, good or bad idea?
Okay, dual agency. Industry-wide, it happens about 2% of the time. I would say as a buyer, it is in your best interest to have your own realtor representing you and looking out for your best interests. Can you work with the seller's agent? Sure. But at that point, the seller's agent is performing what's called dual agency, and they are acting more as a liaison between the two parties as opposed to an advocate for your best interests. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. We're ending the show a little early today because I want to play taps for all the men and women.
Very good.
Of our armed forces that served our country and lost their life while serving our country. So we're going to take a quick exit here, a little early exit than normal. So, Corey, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
JC Restoration, we're always open. I don't hope you need us right away, but please save our number. We can help you in the time of an emergency. Also, look at our Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn pages. Candace Johnson was here, and we would like some likes. You can reach us, 800-956-8844. JCRestoration.com.
Donna Sattler, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team over at Remax at Home,
they can contact me through my website at DonnaSattler.com, or they can call me at 847-651-3300.
815, Joe. I'm just going to stick the peanut butter and jelly in my husband's lunch with the spoon. Thanks. See?
We help so many people in so many different ways. All the time. Helping. That's all we do.
It's life lessons, Donna.
But is she going to stick the actual bottle in there?
That's what she said. That's right there. I'm going to stick the peanut butter and jelly in my husband's lunch with the spoon.
I don't see anything wrong.
Until you get it in your lunchbox.
You just get the spoon.
I don't
bottle.
Have a lunchbox.
Yeah. He doesn't have a lunchbox. It's called Don Julio.
Megapros.
Don, you like that?
I like what? Megapros?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
All right, good.
We did a lot of work at Donna's house.
Yeah.
Right.
Did work at my house. I got a sweatshirt from you. It came to
it's
my office.
It's called a hoodie? A Megapros hoodie.
It was a fabulous Megapros, and I put it on my Facebook page.
I saw it on Facebook.
Wasn't that nice?
It was.
It's a nice hoodie, wasn't it?
That's so great.
Yeah.
As the listeners are falling asleep. All right, so
what?
We're falling asleep about Megapros?
About Megapros.
You must be kidding me.
He must not have heard that finance talk.
That was good. We got 30 seconds before the end of the show here, so special shout out to all the men and women, the families who lost a loved one serving our country. Millions of Americans fought for our country and died fighting for our country. And on Monday, when you have your day off, while you're enjoying yourself, there's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself. Just remember why we have this day off. And this is a little something.
And the freedom that we have.
For the men and women who didn't come home. Thank you for listening.